Shir number 34. So we are in the Chayvus Halavavos Perek Gimel, in middle of Atnai Hashvi, the seventh condition of what is a prerequisite or a trait to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chayvus Halavavos is talking here in the seventh trait to realize that there's only one in charge, there's only one boss. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed from the beginning of creation what will be, and no one can change that. This is a very important yesod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees in the world of Gashmias what is going to happen. If on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decrees that a person will make a certain amount of money. Let's say he's decreed he'll make a small salary. Nothing could change that. Nothing could change it, not for the good or for not for the bad. You could do any ishtadlus in the world and it's not going to happen. However, what does Ishtadlus do? The only way you can change the script of what is going on here in this play is by doing mitzvahs or committing averis. Meaning, Hashem pulls the strings according to what He decides and sees fit. But He gives us some influence upon His decisions based on our actions. This past week's parsha, Mechukai Seitelechu, V'nosati Gishmeichem Bitam. So, the script that HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows is something that we write. And He has given us clear rules how He operates the world based on our actions. We can't change the rules, but we could change our actions. So the Gemara tells us, if a person received a judgment on Rosh Hashanah, the Chas V'Shalom wasn't good, and he's not supposed to make a lot of money this year, and then he does tshuva, or he davens very hard, it's possible that Hashem will demonstrate or show him and give him etzas how that small amount of money will go further than originally planned. And he won't even need more money. So in the world of the Gashmias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not changed anything. The amount of money is there and that's what it's going to be. The question is how it plays out to the person. That could be changed. The script of how he needs it, how much expenses will come up. And who had in the other way, the Gemara says. A person has a good din, and he's supposed to make a lot of money. And then his actions aren't so good later. So he'll make the same amount of money, but he'll have all these expenses that when he looks at the end of the year, how much he made and how much he profited or how much he was able to enjoy, perhaps it's less than the amount of the small amount. So, the ishtadlus that a person has to make in Olam Hazeh is the chiyuv of ishtadlus. He has to work, and he has to earn a living, and we talked about that. But he has to also know the mindset that it's already been paskin how much he's going to make. The only way that that will change one way or the next is how much effort he puts into ruchnius. And that is what the Chayvus Halavavos said, Im ein kavanasei lahagia ide ishtadlus zu l'kiyum ha-mitzvos avodas Hashem v'limud ha-Torah. Meaning, when it comes to kiyum ha-mitzvos, kiyum ha-Torah, that's where a person's ishtadlus actually makes the difference. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'ira shemayim. That you have the ability to change. You have the ability to choose. You have the ability to put your efforts into Torah and to mitzvos. And according to the way the person puts his effort into Torah mitzvahs, that has an effect on the predestined Olam Hazeh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already decided. But if, like the Chayvus Halavavos said, the Torah and the mitzvahs has nothing to do with your ishtadlus, all the person's doing is trying to earn more money, or to be mishtadl, to be more successful, or whatever it is, to do this, to get married, whatever it is, in the world of Olam Hazeh, so he's lacking the hakara that HaKadosh Baruch already was geyser all of this. Hakol bidei shamayim. Everything is already bidei shamayim. And what's now and would that bidei shamayim is l'tayvasai. The only thing is that if he works on his Torah and mitzvahs, he could change in how that manifests itself. Now, a person may say, but I see all the time that's not necessarily true. That even though a person does tshuva, does better, does shtadlus and mitzvahs, doesn't always see the good. We don't always know the cheshbonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds back a person's request from being fulfilled. Let's say someone's a certain age, Rav Rubenstein says, he's talking to Bachrim, wants to get married. But Hashem says, listen, I hear all your tefillos, but there's certain midos you still have to work on before you marry. And you're not going to find your zivug until you work on those things. Or, sometimes a person's zivug is not there yet. A person's zivug is 10 years younger than him. And she's 10 years old now. So, he could daven all he wants, but there's an ikuv here. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many different cheshbonos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us that in the world of Gashmias we can't change anything. In the world of Ruchnias, we push ourselves forward. We determine how we best take advantage of life through our choices of Ruchnias. We have to try our best at all times. But bottom line, in understanding Emuna, there's Ma'oidam Kumachshavei Secha. We can never understand Hashem's calculations. At the same time, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, if a person sees that punishments are befalling him, Yimashish V'maisav, he should examine his actions to see the reason for them. So on one hand we say we understand Hashem's actions. The other way we say, Ma'idam kumachshavei secha. And the answer is that both are correct. In Karibayim we say, even if a person lives for 1,000 years, he can never fully comprehend the exact ways of Hashem. Because we only have the general principles of how Hashem runs the world. But ultimately, says the Ramchal, we cannot comprehend the exact details of each situation. We know everything Hashem does is for the best. We know, like the Ramban says, in the end of Parshas Boy, that a person has no portion in the Torah of Moshe until he believes that everything that happens to Klal Yisrael, there's no mikra, there's nothing by chance, there's no teva, there's no nature, it's kulei neis. It's all neis. If you do the mitzvahs, you'll get schar. If you don't do the mitzvahs, you won't get schar. You'll get punished. But that's very basic. We know that's the anhaga of Hashem. But there are many factors in between legabe schar and einish in this world. We can enhance our ruchnias and thereby possibly affect Hashem's actions. At the same time, sometimes Hashem wants the situation of challenge to remain. We find the Avos and the Imois were Akarim, they were barren. Hashem wanted their tefillos. Moshe was told not to daven another tefillah, because then he'd go into Eretz Yisrael. Because Hashem knew if Moshe Rabbeinu built the Beis HaMikdash, it would never be able to be destroyed, and Klal Yisrael would have to be destroyed instead, when they no longer deserve the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem had many, many cheshbonos to it. So on one hand, we know the yesod, that our actions could affect it. On the other hand, we have to remember, Ma'idam kumach shveisecha, Hashem has millions and gazillions of cheshbonos. Chazal shared these ideas with us to give us a glimpse, the tip of the iceberg, regarding Hashem's calculations and how deep they are. But ultimately, in this world, we'll never fully understand them. We can use the opportunities in life where we do experience or see the kindness and the Ashkoch and the Yad Hashem, to strengthen our Ava of Hashem and our commitment to Hashem. And not Chas V'Shalom to say, I don't understand what happened, I did this right, why didn't it change? Because we only have the Klalim, and we only have the Klalim, and that's how we have to act and be Noyig. But at the same time, we have to always remember that Mo'idam Kumach Shavaisecha, there's many, many other cheshbonos that we don't understand in why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided how things should go. So in the world of Gashmias, we can't change anything. We could change our world of Ruchnias. That Ruchnias can have an effect on the world of Gashmias as well. And how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it to its fulfillment and how it actually works out for us, Lamaisa. But bottom line, after that, we still have to remember, as the Chalavava says, person has to know that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is L'tay Vasai. And therefore, no matter what happens, we may not understand it, but it's for our own good.